It is time.
Uh-oh. Just a minute. Let me strap myself in.
Speaking of winners, yes.
Hey! Yeah, you got to toot, nice. Gotta toot nice. Your own horn sometimes.
I do, yeah.
The football season all season long on Thursday mornings after the 8:30 news has featured Pat's perfect pigskin prognostications, and the football season continues.
It does.
Of course, you have to review the previous week
and
get us into another week. And now, we're all ready. Let's find out.
It's now time for some of the most electrifying, astounding, and rousing 2-plus minutes in news sports talk radio across this great land. And that's right, it's time again for Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW. After going 6-1 during the last 2 weeks, I had a good feeling of bringing home a perfect week. But remember, I actually picked the Lions to win their last game of the year. That's a real gamble. Well, how'd I do? Let's go to the tape. Pick against St. Nick Saban if you want, but I'm warning you, I don't care. Give me Georgia over Alabama 31-27.
All the way to the end zone, and Georgia is going to conquer the Crimson Tide.
The winter winds come in as a pirate. Give me the Raiders over the Chargers 33-28.
Snap good, hold good, and Raiders in, Chargers out, Steelers in.
Just win, David.
Give me the Lions over the Packers 24-16.
Oh, another trickery. This time it's back to God. Got a man. It's caught by Wright. Racing to the end zone. Diving. Touchdown, Detroit.
Oh, no.
Hoo-ah.
Is there no one on this planet to even challenge me?
That's a win, 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 win.
Game over. I win. Always win. Off. I win.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I cannot handle all this perfection, and I'm sure you can't either. My record improves to 42-22. Wow. Now, I could just say, that's it, that's the season, it's not going to get any better. But you know what? We're in the NFL postseason, so I got to give you some more surefire picks until the end of the year. And by the way, I have a bonus pick at the very end of this segment. So here we go. And by the way, I'm going to pick some tough games. No easy ones for your prestigious prognosticator, which is why I'm not picking the Pittsburgh-Kansas City game. Oh boy. So I'm picking Buffalo hosting their AFC rival, the New England Patriots, on Saturday night. Both teams won at each other's venue this season, and the Bills finally took control of the division after years and years and years of domination by Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Well, of course, Tom's no longer there, but bet against Belichick at your peril. Oh, why not? Give me Buffalo over New England 26-21. The Dallas Cowboys host the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday as both franchises rekindle their postseason rivalry. Hey, I was impressed by Jimmy Garoppolo's play as he led San Fran to a comeback win over Matthew Stafford and the Rams to get the 49ers into the postseason. Now, on the flip side, the Cowboys closed the season strong, and that offense is tough to contain. But I feel like San Fran's the more physical team and will put up more points to send the Cowboys packing. Give me San Francisco over Dallas 31-24. And the LA Rams host the Arizona Cardinals on Monday night to close out wildcard weekend. Matthew Stafford is trying to win his first ever postseason game. He never pulled off that feat while in Detroit, and he hasn't been the most sharp in the past few weeks. I think the Cardinals keep it close, but I gotta stick with the Rams because of their star power. Just too many players for the Cards to shut down on both sides of the ball. Give me the Rams over Arizona 26-20. And hold on, I have one more pick, or two actually. Monday marks the beginning of tennis's first major of the year, the Australian Open. On the women's side, I'm going with Belinda Bencic to win her first ever major. She won the gold medal at last year's Olympics. And on the men's side, I mean, well, Novak Djokovic winning his 10th Aussie Open title and record-breaking 21st career major seems like a given, if not for this battle over his vaccination status. I have to pick regardless of Novak's there or not, so I'm going with the guy who beat him in the U.S. Open last year, Daniil Medvedev. So I've got Buffalo over New England, San Fran over Dallas, the Rams over Arizona, and in the Australian Open, I've got Belinda Bencic winning the women's title and Daniil Medvedev taking the men's title. And that's this week's installment of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.
From our prestigious prognosticator. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I had to sneak in the Australian Open there.
Yeah, I didn't realize that starts Monday.
Yeah, it's early this year. It's early. Yep.
I mean, I know. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yep. I wasn't ready for another week or so.
I wasn't either. Usually that's how it used to be, but no, they moved it up.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I was most impressed with your picks last week. I remember the Lions pick. I mean, because obviously that stood out because you chose the Lions.
Yeah.
Like, wow. And finally he chose, because you chose the Lions
a couple times.
But the Lions also always
lost. They always lost those games.
The Lions came through for you.
They did.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Impressive, and even if I say so myself. No, impressive.
Including the national championship game, too.
Yeah,
wow, right. Wow.
And you almost nailed that Oakland
Chargers score. I did.
Almost
I
got, nailed it. Exactly.
Got close. Yeah, and you know, so, if Bama would have scored a touchdown in the final seconds, that score would have been almost right on as well.
So for your prestigious season of picking.
Yes.
The prize you have won is that you have first dibs on whatever food shows up in the kitchen.
Oh, that's usually how it goes.
Sometimes there's very good food that shows up in the kitchen.
There is, yeah,
that's right.
Other times, well, yeah.
So, no. Anyway, I am going to continue. Like I said, I could stop this whole thing and say, all right, regular season over. But no, I will push on and want to continue being perfect until the very end.
We demand a command performance.
Thank you.
Of course, now we can say it's packed. It's a perfect playoff.
Yeah.
Pigskin prognostication.
Good point.
Never be able to say it, but you can think it.